Weaving Our Stories Together, an oral history of Anderston. Hello to you. The Knit and Natter Group are a group of ladies who meet together to knit and natter at the Pyramid and talk about the old days in Anderston. In this excerpt, the ladies describe Anderston in the time before the M8 came to the area. Weaving Our Stories Together is a project by the Pyramid at Anderston, funded by the Alex Ferry Foundation, and the project team was Chantal Allen and Christopher McAvoy of Vivar, Alistair Satchell and Ailsa McKenzie. Thank you so much to everyone who took part. Could you describe what that area was like? What was there? Was it that? Was it wide streets? Was it
just our tenements just and that? But then it got filled in for the motorway.
Do you remember the names of the streets at all?
Aye.
What were they?
Right,
Washington Street. There was Washington Street. We'll go back that way.
So you're going
Piccadilly Street. Cheapside Street, Whitehall Street, Hyde Park Street, and then Lansfield Street, Guest Street, Elliot Street, and the Finnison.
But then that was a junction, and then you went, there was a junction, so Anne's went...
Up this way.
So then you went up Argyle Street, right towards the art galleries. And like you see, Anne, it was... The Gaiety was near enough. The Beatles played in the Gaiety, but it changed the concert halls when they were building the new one up there.
Because I think I'm
then
there. Too many Beatles
played
in there.
Was
the Gaiety owned by Jimmy Logan at one point? Was that his place?
Was that Metropole, you think?
Oh, is it Metropole? Amazing.
Then there was a lot of shops down there.
What kind of shops were there down there?
A wee tailors was down there. My brother's got their shops in there all the time. Wee Kelly's, the cafes, the vet.
It was here, the Bishop Street. Bishop Place, North Street, and Cheapside Street. The bodies were supposed to be exhumed, but they were finding skeleton bones. So that going to school, going back and forward to school.
Really?
Yeah.
Gosh. And how did the community feel being told by the city, right, we're going to squash your town? How did that feel?
I don't know. You just did it.
I never changed. I was thinking the day I was thinking about this, but you know that's all. I was 13 when it was. As kids, all the juniors say, you're younger there, so you don't think about it. No, that's your mother and father that think about it. When I remember, like when the hippos and all that, that's not up. When that all got hung, you'd remember. That was all.
I wee community, a two-bedroom, too.
Different.
And they were good houses.
A living room, a kitchen. No, it was only one bedroom, just it was a living room, the kitchen, and one bedroom. And we commuted that, and Elderslie Street, up to Elliot Street, which was like a palace.
Really?
Three bedrooms,
yeah.
a bathroom, a septic toilet. And your kitchen and your living room, honest to God, it was as if I'd go to your heavens in one day.
This is a massive cupboard as well.
Oh, massive up there. We used that as a bedroom.
That cupboard. Really? It was massive. The side of the living room, Alison. We had a bed in that. We had a bed in that for so long. We didn't have a door. Mama took the door off it. And she had a bed and she had the beady things hanging. But that was her own wee bedroom and I had my own bedroom rather than share.
Was that Ailish Street?
Because it was a cupboard that was big enough to have a bed in.